Well, next hour, the psychic professor joins us, so get ready for that. But this hour with pharmacist Ben Fuchs from criticalhealthnews.com and your phone calls. Again, the toll-free number to call for assistance where there are people there now, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Back with pharmacist Ben and your calls next on Coast to Coast AM. Ben, email in from a woman who says she's just been diagnosed with uterine cancer. Well, and they are recommending a full hysterectomy. I would assume that's the way to go, huh?
Well, if she's got cancer, she's got cancer. And I tell people to keep their organs if they can, but you know, if you got cancer, you got cancer. The best thing you could do if you have cancer, whether you're going to have an organ taken out or not, is to be ultra kind to your body. And it entails doing nothing different than you would do if you had any other health challenge, but you have to do it with great vigilance. But understand this, cancers remit. They go away. In fact, there was a New York Times article that came out a few years ago. I think talked about it last time I was on the program, that said in the New York Times, cancers come and they go and they disappear spontaneously all the time. I have a book in my library, a reference book called Spontaneous Remissions, and it's a huge book. It's not a regular reading book. It's just case studies of disease states, primarily cancers, that have remitted on their own. It is not a death sentence. It does not have to be a death sentence, but it entails being extra kind to your body, getting on a nutritional supplement program, making sure you get on the Mighty 90 essential nutrients, making sure you're staying away from sugar and processed food, making sure you're practicing your SDR, slow, deep, rhythmic breathing, and relaxing the body. Obviously, it's the most horrific thing anybody can hear. I can only imagine what that must go through somebody's mind or somebody's head when they get diagnosed with cancer. But at the same time, please understand it is in the body's nature to heal itself, and that includes remitting from cancer. Get the book Spontaneous Remissions. If you don't believe me, and it's study after study after study, case study after case study after case study that talks about how cancers that have just remitted gone away by themselves.
I got all this cancer, candy for Halloween, Ben, and it poured here in St. Louis, so not a lot of kids came out, and I got to get rid of it because I'll end up eating it.
You know what? The drive for sugar is so hardwired in our brains that it's almost impossible to resist. You have to be a Zen monk or some kind of Bruce Lee martial artist to have the discipline to do it because it's hardwired into our brains. But by hacking into your chemistry, by using nutritional supplements, you can naturally reduce your cravings. The Sweeties from Youngevity is called the Sweeties because it reduces sugar cravings. So if you have sugar cravings, getting on a nutritional supplement program, getting on the Sweeties, getting on the Ultimate Niacin, making sure you're using your Mighty 90 Essential Nutrients is a great strategy for reducing sugar intake.
Let's go west of the Rockies. Brenda is with us. Welcome to the show. Truck driving. Hi, Brenda. Go ahead.
Brenda. Yes.
Hi there.
How are you this evening?
We're great, Brenda. I hope you are, too. Go ahead.
I have a migraine at the moment.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I was diagnosed 6 years ago with hemiplegic migraines, and I'd like to know how to take care of them.
Well, a couple things. For pain.
And Ben, they say Botox shots, but go ahead.
I would avoid that one, but yeah, Botox shots and have the same have a paralyzing mechanism that can slow down the vibrations, the opening and closing of blood vessels that causes the migraines, but much better to go to the cause of the problem. As far as pain goes, CBD is a great anti-migraine strategy. You might want to get on the Hemp FX products from Youngevity. The Osteomag from Youngevity. Magnesium is a great anti-migraine supplement. Same with the B vitamins, especially vitamin B2, which is riboflavin. You'll find that in the Healthy Start Pack and the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You also want to see if you can track your migraines to either foods. Specific foods can cause migraines. toxins in foods or intolerances that we have to specific ingredients. So you may want to do a little food diary and chart your migraines and your flares, if you have steady migraines, when your migraines flare, and link those to foods. Or you can do it to your menstrual cycle, because the hormone estrogen is sometimes involved. And you may notice that at a certain period in your menstrual, a certain time in your menstrual cycle, that's when your migraines spike. If that's the case, then you want to start balancing out your estrogen with essential fatty acids, the ultimate EFAs from longevity, for example, or also helping the body eliminate estrogen, making sure you're eating enough fiber and using the Nightly Essence probiotics for intestinal health. And estrogenic health challenges, by the way, are a really big issue. Many, if not most, chronic diseases have a gender prevalence for, that skews towards females, towards women. Depression, fibromyalgia, hypothyroidism, and quite a few of the chronic degenerative inflammatory diseases, autoimmune diseases especially, are gender-specific for women, and it's thought that it's estrogen that's the problem, or actually breakdown products of estrogen. So helping your body eliminate estrogen is an incredibly valuable health strategy if you're dealing with any kind of chronic illness. And the best way to do that is intestinal health, as well as liver health and digestive health, using ultimate enzymes and probiotics and Nightly Essence, making sure you're getting enough fiber, apple cider vinegar. They'll also help you with your migraines.
You know, I don't think I've ever had a migraine, but it seems like women get them more than men. Is
absolutely
that true?
They do. Absolutely, they do. That's another
Why
one.
Is that?
The hormone estrogen. Exactly what we're talking about, yeah.
Okay.
Anytime you have a health challenge that women get more than men, estrogen is going to be implicated, because that's the quintessential female hormone. Not so much estrogen, though, as elimination of estrogen, and that's why the digestive strategies are so important.
We have a text or tweet from you, Tom. What do we have back there?
Ben from Ariana in Detroit. What food can I take to reduce bloating in my face?
Bloating in the face.
Yeah.
And you're a cosmetic pharmacist? This is right down your alley,
that
Ben.
It is. There's a whole series or network of vessels in your face that nobody ever talks about, but it plays a major role in how healthy your skin will be, and that's called your lymphatic system. And you probably heard of the lymphatic system, but nobody ever talks about the lymph. Nobody talks a lot about the lymphatic system. Sounds like her lymph is getting clogged and not draining fluids very effectively. So a couple things you might want to consider doing. For one, you actually might want to do something called lymphatic massage or lymphatic drainage. And that can be very helpful. You can go to a massage therapist or an esthetician who can do that for you. Also, essential fatty acids can be helpful. And most importantly, for any kind of fluid issues, fluid retention issues, think about electrolytes, potassium and calcium and magnesium, which, of course, is the real claim to fame of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. Almost everybody who uses the Beyond Tangy Tangerine gets dramatic benefits in terms of energy levels, in terms of circulation, improvement of circulatory health, in terms of appetite suppression and weight loss. And the real claim to fame of the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, this is one of Dr. Wallach's great insights, was the fact that electrolytes, the electrical minerals, are so darn important for health, especially for the health of the circulatory system and for folks dealing with fluid retention, which it sounds like this gal's dealing with.
What do you think of cherry juice?
As far as the fruit juices go, which are definitely not health foods, in fact, they're best avoided. But
too much sugar?
Exactly, and not just sugar, but fructose. Fruit sugar is way problematic, and that's another thing nobody talks about. Fructose is almost more problematic than regular sugar.
Regular sugar
is glucose and fructose together. I would say that fructose is a bigger problem. Excessive amounts of fructose they're a big problem. I don't know if they're bigger than excess glucose, but they're a big problem because they're handled by the liver. See, glucose can be handled by other parts of the body, but fructose is primarily handled by the liver. And it seems like our ingestion of what's called high fructose corn syrup, which really spiked in the 1970s, it runs parallel to our epidemic of fatty liver disease. And if you understand that fruit sugar is primarily handled by the liver, it makes perfect sense. So staying away from fruit juice is pretty much a standard health strategy. As far as fruit juices go, though, cherry juice is one of the better ones, because it doesn't have as much sugar in it, and it has a mother load of good nutrition in it. So maybe small sips of it, you know, teaspoons of it, treat it like a medicine, dilute it, that kind of thing, if you're going to do cherry juice, but because it does have some wonderful nutrients, including vitamin C in it.
Our first-time caller, Warren in Atlanta, Georgia, is with us now. Hey, Warren, go ahead.
Hey, Warren.
Good evening, George. Good evening, Ben. Ben, my wife had a heart attack about 2 months ago, and they installed two stents.
Okay.
She's subsequently still having tightness in the chest and sometimes slight pain and so forth. And we're looking, we recognize, well, you know, the stents are there. What can we do now to support better health for her now?
A lot you can do. First of all, supplementation is an absolute must. It's not optional.
Oh, my God. Yeah, with a heart attack, you got to do that.
Not optional. Get her on the Healthy Body, Heart, and Brain Pack like today, tonight. Don't waste any time. Get her on it right away. That'll get you your micronutrients. I would also throw in glucogel caps. One of the major reasons for heart disease is something that nobody talks about, and that is deterioration of connective tissue. Heart disease starts off as arthritis of the heart. This is so important. No cardiologists are talking about this. So anything you can do to build up the connective tissue is going
and
to
calcification.
Calcification is part of the ways the body repairs deteriorating connective tissue. The plaques, the calcification, the cholesterol.
Inflammation.
The inflammation, they're all Band-Aids. They're all the ways the body is repairing deteriorating connective tissue. So the glucogel caps are not part of the Healthy Body, Heart, and Brain Pack, but I would definitely get on those. And then in addition, treat your – I don't know if she's been diagnosed as such. She may not have been, but she's diabetes-ing. I'm not going to say she has diabetes. She's diabetes-ing. That goes hand-in-hand with a heart disease. So make sure she's on – if you can do the ketogenic diet, that would be great. A low-calorie diet. Calories in general are a problem for folks who have health challenges of keeping your calories down. That's one of the neat things that supplements allow you to do. Supplements, what we call supplements, are really micronutrients as opposed to macronutrients. And the micronutrients, the vitamins and the minerals and the supplements, help the body use the protein and the fats and the carbs. And then you don't have to eat as much. So when you're on a micronutrient program, when you're on the Healthy Body, Heart, and Brain Pack, you won't need to eat as much, and that's another very powerful strategy for the heart. And then I would throw in probably the Osteomag as well to get a little extra magnesium.
What's amazing, too, Ben, is if you take care of your heart with supplementation after a heart attack like that, it really starts to repair itself.
You better believe it, George. The heart can repair itself dramatically. And, you know, the heart has its own does its own bypasses. The heart will reroute things to away from damage. The heart is amazingly resilient. And yes, you're absolutely correct. Getting on a supplement program can make a huge difference. Huge.
Warren, that toll-free number again is 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, the website criticalhealthnews.com. I make it a point, Ben, daily to go to criticalhealthnews.com just to see the new things that they put up on there.
Thank you. That means a lot to me, George. Yeah, we try to keep it fresh. We got videos, we got news stories and blog posts, and I write all the time for Critical Health News. And then also, just to, I know I said it before, but please feel free to write us letters. We love hearing from you guys, and we answer everybody. info@criticalhealthnews.com.
Greg in Gilroy, California is with us now. Greg, you're on with Pharmacist Ben.
Oh, thank you very much for taking the call.
Sure thing. My pleasure.
I consider you much more than a pharmacist, so with your permission, I'll just call you Medicine Man Fuchs. That's okay.
Yeah,
with a nod to Sean Connery, of course, for that wonderful role he did as a researcher in the Amazon rainforest.
Great movie.
Yep, that was great. I've got a very tough situation under which to operate. I've got chronic fatigue syndrome. I've had it for more than a decade. The brain fog is devastating. Mm. I had just started the Healthy Body Start Pack 2.0 on the 12th of last month, turned 65 2 days later. But they call me the Catman now because I'm now living since last July in my car with my two cats.
Mm. I thought maybe, Greg, you had nine lives.
I hope, and I hope that they've got better mental clarity in the ones of the future. My last business, I owned a computer consulting business, but after I got ill, I became ill, I had to fold that up. anyway, the problem is that because I'm living in the car, the only place that I don't have a place to store food, to refrigerate, or to cook. Mm. So I'm forced to eat at, like, McDonald's and KFC, you know, Kentucky Fried Chicken. But I have decided, I don't drink sodas, I just drink ice water, basically, except for coffee in the morning. I have, I just started changing my diet. I'm not taking or eating breads anymore. I get a double cheeseburger for dinner every other night at McDonald's. I don't eat the bun. Every other night, I'm now getting only the grilled, none of the deep fried, but only the grilled chicken, one breast and one thigh, and the mashed potatoes without gravy, no cookies, no biscuit from KFC. That's about all I can do with the diet that I can think of, unless you gentlemen have got, you know, a better idea or some suggestions.
What do you weigh to, Greg? I'm curious. Have you kept your weight down?
I weigh about 175. My I got a very good cardiologist that I found after I was having some fainting spells. Went to the ER, and the cardiologist there, beautiful Indian woman, suggested that I quit taking the medication that the urologist was recommending because it causes fainting spells.
All right, Ben, what do you think he should be doing?
You're severely malnourished, my friend. Listen, Greg, send an email to info@criticalhealthnews.com. Say Greg from the show, and I don't know if you can get an address, but I'm going to send you a Beyond Tangy Tangerine on me.
Yeah, because it sounds like if he's living in his car, like he can't buy the supplements.
It sounds like he's severely malnourished.
Okay, we've got him on hold for Tom, and Tom will get the information for you. Ben, thank you for that. I appreciate that. I mean, there's nothing more heartwarming for me than to have our guests do things for our listeners. And if
it breaks my heart, George, it breaks my heart. It's so sad. And he's just one person, but it's just so sad what's out there. And it's so unnecessary. It's so tragically unnecessary. The little things that we can do to change our lives dramatically, that's called leverage. My favorite word in English language, when a little move can do a huge thing and that have a huge effect. And that's leverage, and that's what all the strategies we're talking about here today, tonight will do. It will give you leverage over your health, little moves that will have dramatic impact.
When I get back to Los Angeles after the holidays, I'm going to finalize our 501c for a GoFundMe campaign to help supplement people who can't afford it.
That's awesome.
And it's the honor system, but I got to tell you, when you see some of the emails I've seen, mm-hmm. you know these people are telling you the truth.
I know exactly what you're saying. And you know what's funny, George? What do you feel like saying to skeptics, to cynics? Because they're out there, right? The skeptics and the cynics are out there. You just want to just show them these things. Show them the letters. Show them the people who have benefited from these ideas, from the nutritional supplements, from Dr. Wallach's ideas.
Well, and you know what? They have too, I think. Those skeptics have too. Or they have health issues and they don't want to address it.
Very well be.
Possibly. Ben, we're going to take a quick break and come back with final phone calls for you. Ben Fuchs with us, Pharmacist Ben, pops up every 3 weeks or so, as does Doc Wallach. Doc will be with us before Thanksgiving. Ben will be with us in December before Christmas, of course. The website, and I want you to crash it this time. You were doing great the first hour. Let's keep it up. CriticalHealthNews.com, CriticalHealthNews.com. You can also get there from your smartphone. Download the free apps at CriticalHealthNews.com in your app store. And then the number to call for help and assistance, because there are well-educated people into the health business, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us, our final segment of your calls. He's from CriticalHealthNews.com. That's the website to go to. And the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And welcome back to Coast to Coast. George Norrie with you, our final segment with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs at CriticalHealthNews.com, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234, the number to call for assistance. And Ben, I'm flooded with emails from people who are just thanking you for the information you're giving.
And, oh, that's awesome. That means a lot to me. I love hearing that.
That's your Christmas present, my friend.
That is awesome, George. Thank you.
Let's go to the phone. Sherry is in Burnsville, Minnesota. And hi, Sherry, you're on with us.
Hey, Sherry.
Oh, my gosh. Okay, hi.
Hi.
George, this is great to meet you. And Dr. Fuchs, thank you so much for taking my call.
Thank you. You're welcome.
He's not a doctor. He's not a doctor, but he's a pharmacist.
Pharmacist Buick, sorry.
That's right.
Okay, so I've had fibromyalgia for many years. I've been on oxycodone for 7 years and muscle relaxants for probably 12 years. I'm trying to get off those medications. I've stopped taking the muscle relaxants. I've been off those like a week, and I'm down to, I haven't taken any pain meds today, and so I'm hoping to get off those. I have had 3 pulmonary embolisms, so I'm on Coumadin for life.
Oh my goodness.
And I can't take pain meds, and so you know, I'm looking, you know, I'm wondering how I can treat my fibromyalgia and my pain.
Let me give you some great ideas.
Maybe, you know, with supplements.
Okay, I'm going to give you some ideas. First of all, can I ask how old you are?
Oh, I'm 51, and I should say I'm also being treated for depression and anxiety.
I'm
treated for migraines as
your
well.
Your problems are all at the level of the intestine, all of them. And as soon as you correct that problem, you're going to notice a dramatic reversal, dramatic. Now, first, as far as the pain goes, and fibromyalgia is a miserable, miserable, painful condition, you might want to get on some CBD, get on the HempFX products just for the pain. And that will also help wean you off of the opiates. But until you address your digestive health issues, which likely have been long-standing, you're going to have a tough time completely reversing the problem. The HempFX from Youngevity will definitely help with the pain, but you want to take care of this at the causal level. Fibromyalgia is a condition that affects mostly women. As I was saying earlier, whenever you have a condition that affects mostly women, estrogen, the hormone estrogen, is implicated. In the case of fibromyalgia, it has to do with clearance of estrogen or elimination of estrogen at the level of the intestine. So what you got to do is you got to work on your digestive health. It starts with enzymes at the level of the stomach. I'd be getting the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, taking 3 with meals, and taking with apple cider vinegar, and then taking ultimate enzymes on an empty stomach. One of the little-known benefits of digestive enzymes, the ultimate enzymes from Youngevity, is they're pain-relieving and anti-inflammatory, in addition to helping with digestive health. Obviously, they're digestive enzymes, but they also help with pain and inflammation. So get on the ultimate enzymes, take 3 with meals, and then take 3 on an empty stomach. Get on the ultimate selenium. Selenium is one of the all-time great estrogen-balancing minerals. The ultimate selenium from Youngevity is a great source of selenium. And then, of course, the Healthy Start Pack. Make sure you're using your nightly essence probiotics. Got to have a healthy intestine in order to clear out that estrogen. I would be doing fiber every single day by grinding up flax seeds and making sure that they're ground up really well so you get the benefit of the flaxseed, and then putting it in water and drinking it down, maybe a teaspoon to 2 teaspoons every day. Estrogen is cleared out in the bowel, so you got to make sure you're having regular bowel movements. And God bless you. I know it's got to be a miserable, miserable condition, but know that the gut-brain axis is the determining factor in your depression and your anxiety. So once you take care of that gut, your brain health will improve as well.
Sharia, here's that number again to call if you missed anything, 1-855-949-7234. These opioids are horrible.
Unbelievable, George, and so, so tragic. And one of the major reasons why for the 3rd year in a row American longevity has dropped. This is unprecedented to have years in a row where longevity has dropped. You know, when we were growing up, it was always every year longevity would increase and increase and increase. The last 3 years, for the first time, they've gone down, and a lot of that has to do with opioids. And one of the best ways to get off of opioids is to use CBD. Get on your HempFX. Get on the HempFX mood-enhancing capsule. That's what they're calling it here. The HempFX Uplift Mood Enhancement Capsule.
The combination of the opioids killed my predecessor, Art Bell.
Tragic. Absolutely,
you know, he
tragic.
Just he overdosed on these things, and he had a combination of oxy, hydrocodone, a muscle relaxer, and then maybe Valium.
Oh my goodness!
All at the same time. I mean, don't people get warned by their doctors about
this?
It's
called polypharmacy, and it's actually encouraged by many medical professionals. Believe it or not. You know, when you read side effects on a drug, they're bad enough, but they never test for side effects in combination with other drugs. So, yeah, you're going to get side effects from each drug, but they're going to be exponentially increased by polypharmacy when you're on multiple drugs. And, George, when I was working in the drugstores, people would be on 12 or 13 medications, same doctor prescribing these things. And not only do you have a problem with all the different drugs interacting with each other, but every drug you take costs you nutrition because your body has to use nutrients in order to detoxify the drug. So the more medicine you're on, the more imperative it is that you get on a nutritional supplement program. The more medication you're taking, the more you need the Healthy Start Pack, if for nothing else than to help your body detoxify the medication.
Yeah, don't statins, for example, suck your body out of your CoQ10?
Absolutely, and they're used for the heart, right? And CoQ10 is maybe the most important, or at least one of the most important.
For the heart.
Nutrients for the heart. Exactly.
Yep.
That's the crazy nature of the pharmacomedical model. I'm not going to blame doctors, because most doctors, the ones I know anyway, are good people. They mean well.
Hates doctors.
He doesn't like them. I have friends who are doctors, and I know they're good people.
I have friends who are doctors, too. They do care about
you. They're caring people. But it's the model, the pharmacomedical model, that says that you can take drugs and be better off for it. George, I'm telling you this as somebody who studied pharmacy and drugs for 32 years. There is no way you can be better off by taking a prescription drug chronically and long-term. Occasionally, a pain pill, occasionally antibiotic, I understand. But to be on a drug chronically long-term, there is no way that your body can be better off for it.
I think the best prescription pills that you can take if you need it are blood pressure pills.
You know what, George? They're among the most deadly of all drugs.
You're kidding me.
No, I'm not. I wish I was. Blood pressure is so tightly regulated by the body, in the entire blood system.
I mean, but if you're really high, don't they help you?
In the short term, perhaps, but the cost to your health is not going to be good for the cost of your health, because the way they work, many of them anyway, is they dumb down your heart. They poison the heart. They shut down the heart. So the logic being, if we shut down the heart, the pressure will drop. Well, yeah, but is that a good idea to shut down your heart? Or occasionally some of them will force open the blood vessels so they can't close appropriately. The fact of the matter is that blood pressure is tied into your emotional and mental well-being as well as to your nutritional status. And you'll eat certain foods, your blood pressure will go up. You think certain thoughts, your blood pressure will go up. You know, there's people who have something called white coat hypertension. Have you heard of this?
Yeah. You go into a doctor's office.
Just by going
into
the office, your blood pressure goes up.
That used to happen to me a lot when I was younger.
George, if you had a blood pressure cuff on you right now, and I told you there was a fire in your building, or
up it goes.
What's that? Up it goes.
Up it goes.
Just by the words that are coming out of my mouth. So likewise, if the words coming out of my mouth make your blood pressure go up, they can make it go down as well. The best thing you could do for lowering your blood pressure, the fastest way to lower your blood pressure, if you want to lower it and you don't want to take any time and do any work, go sit in a hot bath or a warm bath or take a warm shower. In fact, everybody listening who's on a antihypertensive drug now, take your blood pressure and then go draw a warm bath or take a warm shower and then take your blood pressure again. And I guarantee you, your blood pressure will drop. You know, if we really cared about health in this country, we would have national hot tub insurance, where every American gets a hot tub.
Gets a free hot tub.
A free hot tub in their backyard. Vote for me. And that's my health care platform. Free hot tub for all Americans, because that's the kind of health we need. When you activate the body's healing system, which is housed in what's called the parasympathetic system, through things like hot water or massages or muscle relaxation, you get healthier, you fight cancer, you have improved longevity. When you get on a supplement program, when you reduce your intake, caloric intake. Have you ever noticed, George, how nobody wants to get out of the shower when people are beating down the door and you don't want to get out of the shower? It's because you're lowering your blood pressure. It's because you're fighting cancer.
Or you like to sing.
Or maybe you like to sing, but you sing really well because your throat muscles are relaxed. You have great ideas in the shower.
Let's go to Robert in Syracuse, New York. Hi, Robert. Thanks for calling.
Hey, Robert.
Well, thank you very much, George and Ben. It's an opportunity to share some ideas that I've been a long-time listener back with Art Bell, and really coast-to-coast, and you as well has been a major part of my knowledge base and my life. And I've been on panels with medical doctors that have been exposing the dark side of the medical establishment, if you will. And some of them, which know Dr. Wallach, and I've had the distinct pleasure of meeting and having dinner with Dr. Wallach, and an amazing man at his age, still having more energy than a 18-year-old.
He really does.
Yep.
You know, bunny, you know, never stops. And he's a great man, not just in his wealth of knowledge, but his passion to help people with their health and his compassion as well. He has a big heart, and he really cares about people. And he's just it's been a joy to meet him and know him, and I wish him all the best. And Ben, you're working with a great pioneer here.
You're absolutely right, 100%. It's an honor for me to work with Dr. Wallach.
Thank you, Robert. That was very kind. Very kind indeed. Doc would love to hear that, wouldn't he?
Dr. Wallach is an absolutely amazing man. Anybody who gives him a hard time should understand that guy is almost 80 years old, never been to a doctor, on no drugs. He does 200 to 300 performances or shows a year, free.
Carries a million supplements with him every day.
He takes a whole bunch of supplements, too. We would all be wise to see what Doc's doing and then try to do it ourselves.
Well, let's go back to Tom for a final text and tweet. Tom, what do you have?
This one from Barry in Lake Tahoe, California. My doctor says my fats are off. How do I correct that with diet?
Well, I'm not sure what he means specifically by fats are off, but the number one reason why blood fats go up is because of sugar. So getting on a ketogenic diet would be the way to go. Ironically, it's a high fat, high proportion of your calories coming from fat diet. That's one of the best strategies. Use your ultimate niacin from Youngevity. Niacin is incredibly important for helping lowering blood fats, as well as the sweeties from Youngevity. That also helps lower blood fats. And then also your ultimate EFAs. By the way, you were talking about statin drugs earlier. Ultimate EFAs, which are essential fatty acids, and you can get them from Critical Health News, are a natural statin drug. They're a natural version of a statin. The ultimate EFAs. So getting on the ultimate EFAs can also be very important for lowering blood fats as well as lowering blood cholesterol.
Let's take a few more calls. We've got Justin in Reno, Nevada. Hey, Justin, go ahead, sir.
Hey, Justin.
Hey, how you doing? How you guys doing?
Good, Justin. Doing good. Thank you.
Good. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Sure.
So, Ben, I'm sure you've sold a lot of drugs to people. I was diagnosed with ulcerative colitis 3 years ago.
Okay.
And I'm currently taking a drug called Lialda. You ever heard of that?
Did you say Vialda?
Lialda. L-I-A-L-D-A.
You don't know the chemistry.
It's the name brand of
Mesalamine. Oh, that's one of those newfangled immune suppressant drugs. The shutdown.
No. Thank God it's not. It's not a biologic.
Oh, it's not a biologic?
No.
Vialda, did you say?
Yeah, it's called Lialda. Basically, it's a coated picture as ibuprofen. It's a non-steroidal anti-inflammatory.
Okay. I know what it is. The non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs suppress inflammation. Seems like a good thing. The problem is inflammation is there to protect you. So what you want to do is you want to figure out what is the body protecting itself from. Ulcerative colitis is one of those health challenges that is completely unnecessary. It is a food issue, and ultimately it's a broken-down digestive system issue. It starts with a food issue. So you've got to correct the environment in the intestine. And you do that, number one, with probiotics. You should be on the nightly essence immediately. Also, fermented foods. Sauerkraut is one of the best foods you could eat for ulcerative colitis. Then strengthening the gut lining with the glucogel caps, the connective tissue. And also CBD, as it turns out, has some wonderful benefits for ulcerative colitis and irritable bowel syndrome and other digestive health issues. So you might want to get on some of the Hemp FX products from Youngevity. Well, the biggest problem, or one of the biggest problems with ulcerative colitis, is you're functionally starving to death because nutrients are absorbed in through the colon, through the intestine. So when you have ulcerative colitis or inflammatory bowel disease, it's a 1-2 punch that leads to a downward spiral of breakdown where the nutritional deficiencies cause more ulcerative colitis, cause more nutritional deficiencies, et cetera, et cetera. So getting on liquid nutrients which means the Beyond Tangy Tangerine and the Healthy Start Pack. And don't forget your bone soup, your chicken soup. Incredible.
Yeah, not in a carton.
Not in a carton, no, that's right.
Isn't it amazing how a little tiny pill could have so much effect on somebody, Ben? I mean, I'm talking about a pharmaceutical.
Yeah, it's amazing. That's why I got into pharmacy in the first place. I was so amazed that you could modify the body with these tiny little pills to such an incredible extent. And the more I learned about it, the more I realized how that's not such a good thing.
Well, I'm glad you're doing what you're doing. Ben, thank you. We'll see you on your next venture with us,
and you
keep in touch, okay?
Thank you, buddy. Okay.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, criticalhealthnews.com. That's the website. Give it a slam. And then, of course, the toll-free number, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. Up next, the psychic professor.